Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to talk about some smoke and mirrors, distractions in the media, riots. Yes, they are mobs in the streets, attacks on senators and representatives, attacks on citizens, stopping traffic. The snowflakes have turned to rabid dogs, rabid animals, just lashing out, clawing and biting whoever doesn't agree with them. But make no mistake about it, this is not the exercise of free speech. Spitting on people, cornering them in elevators, scratching on doors, how insane is that? Disrupting dinners in restaurants, that is disturbing the peace. Those are riots, those are mobs. They're not exactly what we would call peaceful demonstrations. Dan Bongino mentioned here recently that the government is their god, meaning the left, and we've taken their God away, and they are angry. And I say to you, they're not going to stop until they get it back, or until we put a stop to them somehow, some way. Now, if you watch baseball, the batter makes this fantastic, nearly home run hit. I mean, it is soaring. And some equally fantastic center fielder makes a tremendous jump, practically climbing the back fence, the back wall, and he snatches that would-be home run ball. And all say of the batter, he was robbed. And in a sense, he was. But that's how the game is played. Our Constitution and our elections are about each of us being equal. Our current president was elected not by the popular vote, but by the wisdom of our founding fathers to protect the individual voter, the Electoral College. So like the great center fielder, the Electoral College robbed the left of a popular vote. So they were robbed. In their way of thinking, they were robbed. You've heard me say, if they remove the electoral vote, the electoral college, this republic form of government, which is almost extinct now, will be done. That will be the final nail in the coffin for liberty, independence, and sovereignty. The popular vote is there. It's here to protect the electoral college is here to protect the state's sovereignty. We're not to be dictated from D.C. They are to be representing you and me. You have to remember, God created man. So God is number one. There's no question about it. And that makes man number two. Man created the state. That makes the state number three. And the state of men created the federal government, which makes them number four. They are not the top dog. God is. And then you. In order to keep equality, we must remember the order of things and respect one another. We've talked about the distractions before. They are by design. You must know this by now. You know, when President Trump does his nicknames, I get a big chuckle out of him sometimes. But when he nicknamed Stormy Daniel, it seemed a little more insulting to me than some of the others. And then I got to thinking about it. He did it on purpose. He didn't do it for Stormy's benefit, but to distract the left. When it's so easy for him, they make it so easy. It had a purpose, and not for the meanness that we might have originally thought it to be. Now, I'm not disputing it that it was a mean thing to do, but that's not why he did it. My point is we the people have an arduous job trying to sort through it all. But we can do it. Read your Constitution, know your history, understand your sovereignty. And my guest today is going to help us with that. It's Tom DeWeese. It's been a while since he's been on, so I'm going to give him another introduction. He's one of the nation's leading advocates of individual liberty, free enterprise, private property, personal privacy, back to basics, education, and American sovereignty and independence. For 40 years, Tom DeWeese has been a businessman, grassroots activist, writer, and publisher. As such, he has always advocated a firm belief in man's need to keep moving forward while protecting our constitutionally guaranteed rights. We're going to be talking about these distractions that I mentioned earlier and what exactly they are up to. The violence, the screaming, the impeachment, the hate for the sitting president. What's it all about, Tom? Welcome back. We're so happy to have you back here on CSE Talk Radio.
Well, thank you, Beth Ann. It's very good to be with you.
Well, we're glad to have you. You know, I told you I'd been trying to get a hold of you, and I apparently didn't try very hard. And I apologize to my listeners. Tom should be a regular on the show. He really should be. And he wrote an article recently about the anti-Trump riots are a smokescreen. The real goal is to eliminate the Electoral College. Now, we talked about the Electoral College quite a bit right after the election when the mobs were all screaming, he was robbed, we were robbed, And it's and here we are talking about it again, and it is very, very serious. And I'm going to kind of turn it over to you for the next few minutes before we go into a break.
Okay. Well, you know, the Electoral College was created by the founders for very specific reasons. It was the first of all, the number one thing we have to understand, it was the states, the individual states that put together the federal government. And they were quite nervous about putting a central government. They know they needed to do that. They had to do with, trade with other countries. It had to do with national defense, things like that.
Monetary purposes, an organizational type thing to pull it together.
Exactly. But they all considered themselves independent states. And so the dilemma was, how do we put these two things together and we can all live in harmony, and the states maintain their sovereignty? I mean, every single state has its own state constitution. Every one of those state constitutions declare its sovereignty.
Yes, they do.
And so that is, that was the situation. And they did several things. They, first of all, in putting the House of Representatives together, they did that based on the population of the country. So those representatives in Congress and in the House of Representatives were the ones to represent the population. And then they put together the Senate. The Senate was originally not elected. Two senators were appointed by the states to represent the state's interests. That made it equal, whether you were Rhode Island or you were New York or, the biggest states, the representation was the same.
And I believe, I'm going to stop you right there, I believe the changing of that, that's the 17th Amendment, am I correct?
That's correct.
When they changed that, that created these career politicians almost immediately, because they can go from one state to the other and just buy these votes. You know, they just buy them up, and it's a popular vote, so to speak. They're no longer appointed, and they don't really represent anyone but themselves.
Yeah, they certainly don't represent the states.
No.
They went away. They became a House of Lords. We are going to oversee everything. We know best. And, of course, they're only elected every 6 years. And, yeah, it's a popular vote, elects them, but it's not what it was set up to be.
It really messed things up. It really did mess things up. We're going into a break, Tom. You hang on. I want to talk more about this Electoral College. We're going to dedicate the entire show to this. It's something that I think is very important, and you need to know about it. You need to have a call to action out there. If you want to visit with us on phone, it's 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Tom and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back.
Thank you.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Our topic today is the Electoral College and our elections. And we have a big one coming up. And Tom DeWeese is our guest today. And we're going to talk about the importance of the Electoral College. There is a battle going on, and they are trying, they meaning the left, they want to do away with the Electoral College. Now, this topic comes up every now and then. When we went to the but it's getting serious, I should say. We went to the break. We were talking about the senators and how I'm not sure about when that took place in the year of, but we're not represented by senators anymore. That's just the truth of it. And there's going to be a big election come November. And, you know, Tom, I have been telling my listeners that I feel this is an important election. And I don't know what your feelings are on it or not, what they are, but I have never, ever, ever, ever voted a straight ticket in my life, and I am going to this November. I am not going to put a Democrat in if I can keep from it, and simply because of their anger and their promises to fight this president every step of the way, and I'm not going to support another Democrat ever because of the party. But and then I said, elect them, give them a chance, but don't give them an inch. We've got to do something with the Republicans, too, because they are no angels representing us, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it's very definitely a mixed bag, because the Republicans have just let the Democrats run all over them, even when they've been in
majority.
It's just amazing to watch them. They're like scared to death to ever bring out an issue. And, you know, Trump comes along and he's making them bring out these issues. And finally, a few of them have gotten a backbone, and it actually has worked. Isn't that an amazing thing?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought 2016 was the most important election. If Hillary Clinton had been elected at this point, there would be no Republic of the United States.
That's right.
And now I think we have the second most important election that we've ever faced, trying to preserve what we were able to save from 2016 and move forward. And I think we have, if the Republicans can maintain the majority, then I think that we have a great chance to move forward and really begin to restore the republic.
You know, I was going to say these Republicans, if they keep the majority, they better do something with it. And if they don't, what happened with Kavanaugh is going to look like a picnic. Because if the Democrats take the majority, it's going to get ugly. Uglier. I didn't think it was possible, but it's going to get uglier.
Yeah, they have a wish list. They have it. It's all. They're just giddy thinking that they can take control of the House and the Senate, and boy, they're going to do everything. And it is scary what they think they can do. The interesting thing, I think, is a lot of the Republicans that are running are a different breed of Republican than we've had before. And, ready to fight, ready to stand for these things. And I've been watching the breakdowns of a lot of the elections that are taking place. And there's a strong possibility the Republicans can keep it, and there will be a different breed of Republican. So,
well, I know that I think they're going to keep the Senate. I'm not as positive on the House.
Yeah.
And that scares me. So we really need it on both places, and we need them to be strong constitutional Republicans, really constitutional. I'm sick of the word liberal and left and right and all this and that. I want a constitution. So they keep saying I want a liberal judge on the Supreme Court, or I want a conservative judge on the Supreme Court. And I said, I don't care. I want a constitutional judge on the Supreme Court, somebody that loves the Constitution and will read it.
Yeah, I've said many times, Supreme Court justice has the easiest job in the world. All he has to do is sit there, here's the Constitution, and here is legislation, or whatever the case may be in front of them, and does that, what's in front of them, match the Constitution? If not, then no. If yes, okay. It's just as easy as that.
But they're there with agendas as well, some
exactly.
of them. And
exactly.
Particularly the left ones, and I'm not, the right, I guess we don't think they have an agenda because we like what they say sometimes. I don't like, Roberts kind of, did us dirty with the Obamacare.
Absolutely.
But, they should be able to do constitutionally what is right. But when you have a Supreme Court judge, and we're chasing a little rabbit here, but when you have a Supreme Court judge that says the Constitution is an outdated document, you know they're not ruling by Constitution.
Yeah, absolutely. Several of them, Breyer being one of the leaders, has said we need to, when we're looking at legislation, we're looking at laws coming out, we have to compare how do they fit with international law. No.
Ouch.
he is one of the leaders in leading that idea.
Well, and then we need to get back on the Electoral College. When you talk about international law, we're talking about globalists. And that's the problem. The senators and the representatives both on both sides of the aisle tend to be globalists. And there was a gentleman, and I don't know his name. He's been speaking out, and he wrote a book, and I need to find his name. I want to get him on the air. But he was on Fox News, and he was talking about this situation with the NFL. And he said the reason they're doing this is globalism. They are globalists. So they want to demean or put down, maybe that's not the right words exactly, but minimize their, I'm going to say minimize nationalism and bring up maximize globalism. So instead of you and I being proud of being Americans, we should be proud of being citizens of the world, of the globe. And that's what this is all about. And he said, it's money for them, just like it is for other companies, because they want the NFL to be global. And so it means money for them. And so they're not that worried about the average American going or spending any money on the NFL. That's why it's not really affecting them too much. I mean, they're losing listeners and, I mean, viewers, but they don't really care because they have another agenda, and that's to spread out globally.
Yeah, and that is in several different industries, the same thing is happening. This is the basis of Agenda 21.
Exactly.
And
always comes back to that, doesn't it?
So, yeah, it always comes back because it was sold. And when they introduced Agenda 21 in 1992, they said this is a comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society. And national sovereignty got in the way, all the things you just said. So that's the root of it, and that is what they're implementing, and that's what this is all about. And attacking the Electoral College is a major piece of that, because the argument, all this strife, all these demonstrations and everything really go back to Hillary Clinton won the popular vote.
Oh, I'm so sick of hearing
denied.
That.
Yes. And, of course, one of my greatest fears of this election coming up and what, how it will come out is the corruption in the voting.
Mm.
And, we know that several million votes that Hillary Clinton got were illegal votes.
Yes.
California allowing illegal aliens to vote just automatically, and of course all the graveyards are being cleared out and all voting and so forth.
They do that in Missouri too, in St.
Yeah.
Louis and Illinois has Chicago. I mean, yeah, they have a lot of those zombies voting.
Right. So that's the great threat, and of course that's what has motivated them is to move forward, and we've got to get rid of that Electoral College. As you said in the beginning, it denied us, that it robbed us of our victory here. But going back to this, to the Electoral College, what we have to understand, the very, very root of this, when we're talking the Constitution and we're talking about the Founding Fathers put together, the very root of it is the states, the sovereign, set up the election that the states would elect the president. And that is why, not a popular vote, but individuals, respected individuals in each state that represent the candidates. People in the beginning, it was people that the populace knew, and they elected them to elect the president, and that was state representation.
And, sovereignty, we've talked about that a few times. Sovereignty seems to be a dirty word. People don't really understand what that means. And we're losing it right and left because people do not understand what that means. We're going into a break. We do have a caller from New Mexico. If he will hold on, Roger, we'll get to you as soon as we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm talking to Tom DeWeese. We're talking about the Electoral College. And I wanted to say we'll be back by popular vote. And we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send an email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Tom DeWeese. We're talking about the Electoral College. This is very important. We are going to go to the phones. We have Roger in New Mexico with a comment on that. Roger, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I was going to say something about the NFL, but first let's talk about anybody that attacks the Electoral College system is attacking the U.S. Constitution. Because if you, I don't know if these people ever read the Constitution, because in there it defines not only the Senate and representatives, but how they're to be elected.
Well, I'm fairly confident that those that are rioting in the streets and the paid protesters have not read it and do not understand it.
But I want to reinforce what you said about the NFL globalists. The day that O.J. Simpson went down the freeway and every MSM, mainstream media news, was focused on him, there's no reason the police couldn't have stopped him or with nail strips. That day, guess what day that was? that was the grand opening of international football in the United States of America. You didn't hear a word about it, did you?
No, I didn't. We were too busy. We were too busy following the slow-moving white SUV. All right, Roger. We know that globalism is a problem here. We do know that.
I knew it was a problem. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Let's get back to the Electoral College and sustainability and sovereignty. And we know that they want to completely. And what I said about our 2016 election is it's not about left or right. It's not about Republican or Democrat. It's about a complete changing of our governing. We've seen them compromise it. We've seen them amend this and amend that, just like the 17th Amendment. And that's what this one is about, too. If the Democrats get back in control, it will be socialism. It will be globalism. We won't have a chance as far as being a sovereign nation anymore. That's why they want the borders open. I mean, just start putting it together, start connecting the dots. It isn't that you don't have to be a genius, because even I can understand it. So, Tom, what can we do? Tell them how serious it is. We haven't even done that yet. Let's tell them how serious it is right now.
Well, the real threat at the moment is there is a movement called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. And what this is about is a state passes this, and they are pledging that their electoral votes will go to whatever candidate wins the popular vote. And, of course, this doesn't kick in. You need 270 electoral votes to be elected. This compact doesn't kick in until they have enough states that represent those 270 electoral votes. Well, they've already got Maryland, New Jersey, Illinois, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, Massachusetts, California, New York, Hawaii, the District of Columbia, and Connecticut. These represent 172 electoral votes. That means they only need states representing 98 more, and already in consideration, Missouri, Oklahoma, Arizona, there are some other states looking at this, all using the excuse that the popular vote, the people elect the president, and what they say is the Electoral College is racist, and usually
that's a good one. I mean, they say that about everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow. But this is the real threat. We are 98 votes away from losing the Electoral College, and that means that the popular vote in major metropolitan areas, in New York, in California, and so forth, these are the very fears that the Founding Fathers had, that the major states would control the country. Bethany, I don't know, have you ever heard it said, have you ever been talking to somebody from old San Francisco or New York or whatever, and I've actually had them say this to me, why do they even give those people in the Midwest a vote? You know, we are the elite, we know what we're doing here, and they call it flyover country. That's how they view the rest of the country. If you look at that map of by county of Donald Trump's election, and it's all in red, the whole country is massively red, and then there are tiny little areas of Los Angeles and San Francisco and New York, and this is where the popular vote came from. Agenda 21, sustainable development, the smart growth programs of that are designed to move people into the cities off of those rural areas. That means that this begins to grow stronger and stronger, that these certain little areas of the country where the population is formed will decide who the president is. And so the farmers and the ranchers and the people who live in those more rural areas will have absolutely no say about how this country is
Not
run.
Only that, they're wanting to re-region everything. Regionalize everything, and they'll put some of the rural America in with the big cities, and therefore that vote will be different in the precincts and in the counties and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So they're wanting to do that as well. I mean, they've got all kinds of tricks up their sleeves, and people are falling for them. I think they've got that, I think it's called Beautiful America, Beautiful Missouri or something like that. It has absolutely nothing with making America, Missouri beautiful. And we're going to have somebody on the air talk about that if we can get a hold of them. We're having trouble getting people to return phone calls. But, you know, that is another thing that they're trying to do, and people fall for it. They give it some crazy name like Beautiful Missouri, and it has nothing to do with beautification of Missouri. It has everything to do with taking the votes. It's called Clean Missouri, not Beautiful Missouri. It's called Clean Missouri. It has nothing to do with cleaning up Missouri.
Right. But, well, this is, they're clever guys.
Oh, yeah.
With all these names they come up with. And if we focus on something and we can debunk it, they don't change the policy, they change the name. Oh, this isn't that. This is local. This is something else. One of the things that people have to understand is the way that our Constitution was put together, it was designed specifically saying, this is a government that isn't granting your rights. You're born with your rights, and this government will protect those rights. That was the point. And what that means is that minorities are protected, the minority of one, that just because a mob in a so-called democracy has voted that you're not going to be able to have that property, the Constitution says, yes, you can. It's yours. And, when you get the minority of one in a democracy, which is nothing but, and I've always called it a lynch mob.
Well, it's what it is.
And of course, my favorite one, I've even got a poster on my wall that says, democracy is three wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for lunch. These mobs in the street that you're seeing, this kind of mob rule, this is the democracy in action versus protection of the individual. And that's why they want the Constitution out of the way. It is in their way. And, for example, in New York, Mayor de Blasio said in a magazine interview last year, he said, the problem we're having, the biggest problem we have, is that the government is set up to protect private property. I believe, he said, that people all walks of life in the city would prefer the government to decide where the buildings would go, how high they would be, what the rents would be, and who could live there. That's what he said.
Yeah.
That is this whole thing in action, and what they're facing, what we're facing with it.
And, you know, people don't understand that. I had a listener call in when I was talking about the Electoral College right after the 2016 vote, and they were all in outraged about it. Well, he said, if that helps the minorities, then who's gonna be the voice for the majority? And they just don't get it. That is their voice. We have to accept the way it is, but this popular vote will make the cities dictate over rural America. And we know that New Yorkers don't know how to grow corn or cattle or anything else, and they don't know anything about the land. And the topography of the land and the natural resources of one state is different from another state. That's what makes us so unique here in the United States of America. But that's not what they want. And when the Governor Cuomo said, we're not going to make America great, it wasn't that great anyway. Everybody concentrated on the wrong part of that phrase. The important part of that phrase is, we're not going to make America great, because they don't want America. They want this North American Union. They don't want the United States of America. That's why they want open borders and sanctuary cities. And we're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And Tom and Beth Ann will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com. and use the promo code BethAnn. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Tom DeWeese, and we're talking about the importance for your sovereignty, the Electoral College. And it's something that is, I don't know, I don't think people understand exactly how important it is. And they're trying to snatch it away from us. And while we're not looking, they'll do it if we're not paying attention. So we've got to step up and do what's right and protect this nation, protect its governing, unless you want to be socialist. Which is, we're on the brink of that anyway, don't you agree, Tom, with the legislation and all the things that they're doing? I mean, Obamacare, and that they keep screaming about health care. That's socialism. That's making a, social medicine. That's what that's all about. That's what they're trying to bring it to.
Oh, absolutely. As I said, if Trump hadn't won this last election and really focused on rolling back a lot of these regulations and so forth, we would be just going that way 100 miles an hour.
I know.
And once you get a certain point, there's no way to get back.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, definitely is
other than the ugly way.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to go that direction. I know some people that think that's what it's going to come to, and I'm really hoping and praying that that's not what it's going to come to.
I'm with you. I want political solutions, and we can have them. And
We have to be aware of them. We, the people, need to be aware. Brother, President Trump cannot drain the swamp. Only the American people can do that.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because this is a very serious problem that I am seeing. I talk to people all over the country. The conservatives have a habit of, oh, we won the election, so we don't have to do this anymore.
Mm.
And we go home, and we don't participate. And I think, well, let's take care of the problems. And the other side never stops. And you can just see, I think one of the biggest things that Trump has done is he has pulled back the curtain to show not only how powerful these people are and how entrenched they are, but how far they're willing to go to keep that power. And we're seeing it daily. They'll do anything to keep that. Our side just wants to go to work and raise our families and
be left alone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, something is, and I know we're running out of time. We're going to have you right back immediately. But something that bothers me and that I've been noticing is, you know, President Trump, he freed these documents, and they were supposed to be unredacted. You know, they're supposed to remove the redactions. And Rosenstein is supposed to have gone before Congress, and they refused to do it.
Yeah.
So what do you do? I mean, they refuse orders from the president. So what do you do?
I thought when you were called before Congress, it was kind of a subpoena.
Yeah, it is, but he's not.
Thing.
But he's not going.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, talk about the arrogance.
Yeah, yeah, they just laugh at us.
Yeah,
and I've been there when I've seen them do that. We talk about things. The environmental movement. They're mm-hmm. always saying to me, oh, "It doesn't matter how many rights you think you have if you don't have a planet to stand on."
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well, there goes that Big Bang theory again. The Big Bang theory. You know, it's just crazy. It's you know, and the fact that we fall for it. You know, the sky is falling. The Chicken Littles all over D.C. and across this nation that are rioting. It's just crazy.
Yeah. And that is the thing with this national popular vote and this move to get rid of the Electoral College is that they're using all this compassion that we're just trying to make your vote count. We need a popular
such
national
a lie.
Vote. And they're absolutely doing the exact opposite. And you know, we hear from every talking head out of the television and every congressman, every democracy. We're not a democracy, and this is the reason why. Our founding fathers were brilliant in what they were doing, and they did everything they could to create a government where, you know, we controlled the government. It didn't control us.
The language, I mean, in this article that you wrote, the language is so important. And, of course, you know that with Agenda 21. It's all in how they word it. But, you know, they're trying to convince everybody, let the people decide. You know, that's one phrase you hear. It's the American way. It's democracy at work. Well, democracy at work is what we're seeing, the mobs in the streets. That's democracy. Democracy is a mob. It's a lynch mob, as you put it in here. And, but, you know, people just don't understand. You know, this is giving more power to the central government. It's taking it away from the individual person, and it's taking them, you know, one person is a minority. It's taking it away from them. It's taking sovereignty away from the states, and it's giving it all to D.C. The D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cut deals. And people don't realize that.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what they have.
Throughout the history, human history, we've always had those power mongers who want to control, to be dictators.
Well, they're not going to go away.
Over others. Yeah. And, but always in the past, they had to do it by going to war and killing people and breaking things and then getting power. But they have now figured out how to get the rest of us to pull it in and take the Trojan horse and pull it inside and say, oh, okay, I'm for that. Yeah, well, that sounds good to me. And they're getting us to give up our own liberty in the name of these sound bites that they come up with, and they're the ones with power, and we end up being subjugated by it.
Well, even the most recent, you know, that the Democrats are, you know, they're these defenders of women's rights, and then we have a woman that's a Republican running for an office, and somebody slugs her. You know, they just slug her. you know, let's talk about women's rights a little bit. Do you have a right, but you don't have a right to think for yourself. You got to think like we want you to think.
Well, that's the same thing with the minorities and everything else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look what they've done to Kanye West. And I'm not necessarily a Kanye West fan, but look what they're doing to him.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, any of the black community that comes out against their policies is now not worthy of living. You know,
exactly.
It's just they're not real. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really sad. We're just about out of time. We've got about a minute, a little more. You've got a new book coming out, and we're going to talk about that too. And we'll have you back on because I want to keep this in the earshot of the people and call to action. They need to make sure that their states do not go with this. What do they call it? The National Popular Vote Interstate Compact.
Yeah, isn't that a nice name? The new book is actually out now. It's called Sustainable, The War on Free Enterprise, Private Property, and Individuals. And my website is AmericanPolicy.org. And you can learn all about it there. This article is posted there, so you can read it there.
Absolutely. Well, we want to have you back. And, Tom, I just appreciate, I've known you for a long time, and I just appreciate the fight that you put up. I think a lot of people... You know, I listened to them last night on the mainstream Fox News, and they were, and I like them, I'm not, you know, but they were talking about there's only a few of us that have been fighting, that's what's Hannity and Sam. They haven't got a clue who's been fighting out here in rural America and who are really the ones making the sacrifices.
I had the same thoughts as I heard him say that.
Oh, you heard him too, didn't you? I just wanted to go in your face, Hannity. You're not the only one that has worked hard to get where they're at. You're just making millions and the rest of us are scraping by. I appreciate you, Tom, because I know you've worked hard and sacrificed a lot. We're going to have you back real soon. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are the voice of the forgotten men and women. We are the voice of rural America. We are the voice of all America. And it is our goal to come together and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers?
Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.